Hello, and welcome to this recording brought to you by the British Council.
Web telephony, the death of telecoms.
Good morning. In 2005, eBay surprised the world of e-commerce by buying the VoIP company Skype for more than $4 billion US dollars. eBay will offer its online buyers and sellers a facility to talk directly with each other before the deal is done. This large purchase put the spotlight on the hidden world of internet telephony. Here with us in the studio is Paul Carr, an expert on the telecom sector with Lynch & Smith, the investment analysts. Paul, what's happening in the telecom sector?
Well, VoIP has been around for some time, though until Skype arrived on the scene, it was rather techie and not that user-friendly. Skype now claims 75 million customers globally.
How was it that I missed out on Skype? I hadn't heard of the company until very recently.
Well, following the example of the body shop, Skype have never advertised. All their promotion was achieved by word-of-mouth recommendations. I guess none of your friends are into technology.
You're right, they're not. Obviously, apart from my case, Skype have been very, very successful.
Definitely. Their service is very user-friendly to download and install, and the pricing system they use is also very straightforward and easy to understand.
Do they have any competition?
They do. In the UK, for example, the retailers Tesco and Dixons have launched their own VoIP services. British Telecom has its own service too, of course.
Can I make VoIP calls anywhere?
Well, calls are made from a PC, either to another PC connected to the internet or to a regular landline number. One or two countries, such as Saudi Arabia, actually block Skype and other VoIP traffic. This happens in some countries where there are still monopolistic national telecoms companies. In the US, some bandwidth suppliers block VoIP traffic. This doesn't stop calls, but can reduce the quality of the call.
In the US? Why do they do this?
Well, the bandwidth suppliers say that VoIP traffic uses up too much of their bandwidth.
Thanks for this. Now we must move on. Before we do, any other developments in the telecoms area?
Watch out for the impact of super bandwidth supplied by fibre optic cables. These cables will supply on-demand high-definition TV. No one knows yet what sort of impact this will have on traditional delivery methods. Once again, the internet is turning business models upside down.
We hope you've enjoyed this recording. To find out more about the British Council and the services we offer, contact your local British Council office or go to www.britishcouncil.org. Bye for now.